It is Eagle 101.5 and a good Thursday morning to you. Hey, we get to check in with Munson Healthcare at Otsego Memorial Hospital. On the line, Dr. Anthony McClafferty. It's Heart Month. We're going to talk heart health and exercise. Doctor, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Yeah, let's talk about our heart and Heart Health Month.
Absolutely. So February is Heart Health Month, as you know, and so it's a great time of the year to bring awareness about heart health. And one of the key cornerstones of heart health is getting good, healthy exercise, aerobic exercise. And so happy to be here to talk about the benefits of exercise, how to do it in a good way, and to have fun doing it.
Yeah, let's do that because, it's winter in northern Michigan, and this has been a pretty good one, to say the least. So for people that exercise outside, it's been a really impossible to do.
Well, it's funny you say that. So, yeah, the doldrums of winter are always a tough time, Mike, for exercise, especially getting outside. The short days, it's hard to get out there in the cold. But up here in northern Michigan, we have some great outdoor activities that, if you can bundle up and brave the weather, there's really nice cross-country skiing out there, which is great for the heart, as well as fat biking. The groups out here do some great grooming of the trails. And so it doesn't take a lot of equipment, but a little bit to kind of get out there and strap some skis on. But it's, getting out in the woods and getting your heart rate up is always good. Even just putting on some snowshoes and getting out and shuffling back in the trails is a great way to get out there and get your heart rate up.
We hear a lot, you move it or lose it. And if we talk to, some of the older people that might have those restrictions, could never make it out into the woods, there are some great indoor spots. We've got, the Powerhouse Gym. You've got the Otsego County Sportsplex. It's free to walk around inside there.
Absolutely. And it's such an important point that you bring up, is the move it or lose it. The patients that, in general, the population that stands to benefit the most from exercise are those that are, not doing a whole lot at baseline, even just getting up throughout the day, stretching your legs, doing a quick walk around the house, spending a little bit less time sitting down. They say that sitting is the new smoking, right? So just kind of getting up and moving around throughout the house, it actually does have a huge benefit.
Which, by the way, smokers, did you know that it's bad for your health?
Newsflash.
Newsflash. I was just looking at some commercials back in the 60s and 50s where doctors were recommending certain cigarettes. Crazy, but we know better now. All right, what else on Heart Health Month that you'd like to talk about as far as exercise or diet, for that matter?
Yeah, I think with exercise, one of the there's two key points I'd like to leave the listeners with, and that's the success of an exercise routine often depends on if you can get it done with someone else. Find a partner out there and set a plan to do something. It doesn't have to be big. It could be something at the gym, walking around the mall, walking around outside. But doing exercise with a partner has been shown to improve kind of the consistency of exercise.
All right.
And the other thing is sometimes writing it down, just keeping track, keeping a log. Your doctor will definitely appreciate that. Trying to get, somewhere on the order of 150 minutes at least per week of exercise is what we generally recommend for our patients. So being able to log that down definitely helps to improve consistency as well.
That was the first time I heard that sitting is the new smoking. So thank you for passing that along. Doctor, we appreciate your update this morning and helping us recognize and celebrate Heart Health Month.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Dr. Anthony McClafferty there with Munson Healthcare at Otsego Memorial Hospital. Mike Reeling here, and this is Eagle 101.5.